Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, man. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. Thank you so much. Tubatle, she's back with you tomorrow morning. As of now, it's you and me. My name is Ray. And of course, you know, it's good to start with a good song. It's good to start with a good song. Do you remember Olita Adams? I don't know if you remember Olita Adams. Remember, on this show, we play some of the good olden songs. And Olita Adams, I think now she's 64, if not 63. She did this song some time ago. But I know many of my friends in the radio business, the radio industry, or the media space, they play this song, especially today. But as of now, it's you and I. We are playing this song, Olita Adams.
Pula pula I radio pulpit. Ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele ku radiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku DSTV audio channel 882. Ukanti sikhona na ku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Beautiful song there, wonderful one. That is Olita Adams, Come and Walk With Me Upon the Water. Remember when Christ was calling Peter, hey, come on and walk with me upon the water. Fear not, for I shall never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Let's welcome our guests. Let me start with Mfundisi Mota on the line. Fundis, greetings to you and welcome, sir.
Thank you so much, my ahi. Greetings to you, my brother, and greetings to Abalalele Makaya, Mfundisi Jabu, Mfundisi Sipo, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Ah, my brother, I trust you are doing well.
The Father is good, man. The Father is good. We give him all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Every time.
Oh, yes.
Every time. And we also have... Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We also have... Jablan Temenik is also on the line. Greetings to you, my friend. Welcome.
Thank you very much, my friend. Greetings indeed. Tembe niyaphila lapho estudio.
Nakanjani, Purwam? Kuyaphileka. Sibonga inkosi imnikeza lonke udumo. Makabongwe.
Magabongo, magabongo, ngaphezu kwakho konke.
Ngiyabonga
lonke udumo ngampela, my friend. Let me also greet you, Mfundisi Mota, Mfundisi Sipho, abalaleli bonke ngegama lika Yahusha HaMashiach.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And of course, Amen. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We also have Sipho Polos on the line. Sipho, sawubona putwam.
Muruti, dumelang hle likai.
Riphilile hantle ntatwa ka liphilile na.
Ah mudima bo ke ntate mo Jesu ke khosi ya di khosi.
Nayoge ndaba. Nayoge.
Le makhaya. Sibingelele mfundo Jabula Dominic. Mfundisi Mota. Tala sasine putu am. No mfundisi uleyi. Amen.
Kusabuthi kusese right go.
Riyadumela ndaba.
Yeah. Athi nawe siyakudumelisha.
Siyakudumela.
Nawe siyakudumelisha. Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. That's like Dumedisha. Anyway, ngithembe ukuthi ni right ke madoda akithi. Uma ngithi madoda, nizothini ke nina?
Ndoda.
Yeah, man. Yeah, ningakhohlwa ukuyenza njalo. Siyamadoda aphilile ke. Aphilile esimanga. Sibona nje kakhulukazi. And of course, tonight we are talking about rejecting instruction, which means rejecting the word of the Father. And how do we find ourselves in that space of rejecting the Father's word, you know, or his instruction? And sometimes we might not even be aware that we are rejecting his word on a particular issue because we are so used to this sin. Or we are so used to this particular behavior. We have normalized it or acclimatized it into a way of doing things acceptable in a way or sort. And we overlook the notion that in allowing the continuance of that, we are actually rejecting his word, which is his Christ, his son, Yahushua, the HaMashiach. Now, and we never come to think as to how many times we do that. Especially when you find us in our denominationalism. I didn't say denominations. But that in that spirit, sobu santo. And we don't see. That is why I always say, you know, sometimes kungcono ukuba yiphicipici entweni eziright. Ukuthi ubheke ukuthi mara ngabe impazami kuphi la. Kwajajulwa kangaka la enkonzweni and then abosister bahaga kangaka bekhiphe ibhono. Hawu nkosi yami. Nabobaba manje nabaya ha abobaba nabo sebayaxabuzana enkonzweni. Hawu. It's happening, madoda. Oh, yazi ujabulani ngamuza athi kuthi ziyeza ukuthi hayi hayi this is not accepted. Bayayenza enkonzweni. To pastor lo munye lo ungathi usoft inyana uyathanda ukuthi avakashelwe abo brother lapha endlini kwakhe. Hlala kunuka kamnandi kuphekiwe. Hey, kodwa bayakhala ukuthi hey besilele laphayana. Hayi inkosi yami. And since iyajwayeleka le nto le, you know, this thing, we become acclimatized to it and we don't realize that it is an indication of a rejection of the word of the Father on our part. And that's the sad aspect of it. And I'm just saying, where are we rejecting the word of the Father? Which behaviors are indicative that yabona la, we are rejecting the word of the Father? Masek jolwana la pen en konzen matata. And I'm kuluming abu brother nabu sister pen. Kuluman abu ba aba food. Iki poni isti pone wonke umuntu la pen. Usiso kula eloyana ukulele wonke.
Ubaba. Hey, ubaba, I think Tandy Timbo Lako as Mokula Nizwa Emzim Benwa Mingati Nenwele Zamzi Amazit.
Oh,
ah, 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 ah.
And then when babies and lentile, you could tiba fageli maling, we told on your cell phone, and as babies and Nissan Kula Manji. Mara ngiyabonga nje ang 7 son nayo. Bayibiza ngonje jawu le umuntu ukufakela imali ku cellphone man.
Instant money.
But instant money. Yeah. Mari negama la khona lenyenyana so. Wena uyibiza wela uyibiza ngokwenzeka kwayo.
Yeah.
Kukhona igama ebali bathi ni impeso or impesa something like that.
Something yeah.
Then abantu bayakwazi ukuye supermarket bayothola imali. Wena ngoba uqulisa abantu uyabaculela labo baba. Awuyawuyi lapha e-supermarket ukuyolandana nemali bayifaka la kule cellphone yakho wena. Hlangana nami ungiculele. Niyazi ukuthi ungiculela yini masa ngithi ungiculele bese kufakwa imali kucala bathi faka imali uzobona. And we don't see that basically we are pushing a corruption of a sort. And in so doing, we are tarnishing our relationship with the Most High, our Father Yahuwah Elohim. Sometimes the Father says, go and fellowship. You haven't gone in quite a time to fellowship. And it's written in the Word, you know. Do not forsake fellowshipping as it is the habit of those who are coming to nothing. And so, fellowship, but the Father wants to lead you to some people that he needs you to fellowship with today. Physically. I'm calling you on a social network, the phone you're calling, any apple, and the same move. It's sad that we see those kinds of things really taking a place to such an extent, Yoguti. We don't see these things as a sin anymore. When the isono uqedelelwe ungasasiboni kuyisono anymore. That is a big problem. It's a massively big problem. Now, what does the word say? I am looking at 2 Chronicles 30 verses 10. So the runners passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh as far as Zebulun, but they laughed at them and mocked them. How do I reject the instruction of the Father? By mocking. Law yes, but you mock. Hello, brother. Gana mazinyo. You are mocking instruction. This person is speaking an instruction. How when I mock? Hello, sister. Lo, I won't eat. You mock. I lumfundi slow. I am born a struggle. Gana masuto kufana no wait. You mock. 2 Chronicles chapter 36 verse 16, but they mocked the messengers of Yahuwah, despised his words, underline that. Another aspect of rejecting instruction is to despise. Ugweisa. Umyalo kaNkulunkulu. They despise his words and scoffed at his prophets. Ehe, uzathini lo. Uyambona naye ke randlubana bona nebhuku lakhe alibona leli washwe kakhulu selize lishayina lo yamshayina we ayini lo yana awasitsheli next lo thina sihamba ngama GTI. It says they scoffed at his prophets until the wrath of the Elohim arose against the people till there was no remedy. That's the danger. We are risking the wrath of the Father to such an extent that there won't be any remedy. That is why we have to talk about this topic, because it's very serious. Check this one out. Psalms chapter 50 verse 17. Seeing you hate instruction. Now, the aspect of rejecting instruction is also connotated in hating. When you reject instruction, it means you hate it. Seeing you hate instruction and cast my word behind you. Now this is two. To reject instruction is to hate what the Father is saying, his instructions, and then to put his words behind you. Because you don't have eyes behind you, so you don't see. And by the way, what is behind you, you are not even aware of. In Proverbs 1 verse 7, fear the Elohim. The fear of the Elohim is the gaining of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Again, the word yokudelela is put across. Despising the instruction of the Father is also a rejection of instruction. We're touching on that. We trust the Father is doing it good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And then you and I will talk just as much. And in talking just as much, you also send us your WhatsApps and show us some of the areas where we unwittingly are also despising or rejecting the instruction of the Father. Right. And of course, I will start and talk to our guests right now.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, let me start with you, Jabu. When we are rejecting instruction, what kind of state is that on our part? What does it mean?
Thank you very much, my friend. A great topic indeed, rejection of instruction, so which means the denial of the word of the Father, the law of the Father. So it means when we resist against the word of the Father, so we are rejecting his instruction. So that's the state of being rebellious. So So to answer your question, my friend, with what type, what sort of a stage? It's when we are rebellious. So it's when we are rising up against the Father. It's when we feel like, you know, the Father cannot tell us. The Father cannot control us. The Father cannot lead us. And that stage is actually controlled by this demon of pride. Pride, you know, is really what causes us to be rebellious and also to feel like we cannot be told. You know, like people end up even coming up with many sorts of doctrines against the Father in rejection of the instruction. They will say that this gospel is foreign, it was brought by a certain race of people. They will say, no, this gospel is against our traditions, our cultures. People will come up with many forms of doctrines to reject the instruction. Even we so-called believers, we've got our own doctrines that really are a sign of the rejection of the instruction. You know, when like now we remove the Father as being the center of everything we do, we take the center stage, Tina, to be the ones that really are focused on. The spotlight is on us. Like when we advertise our services, we advertise our crusades, we advertise our conferences, everything is about us. You know, come to us. Come to us. Come to us. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen such adverts about
absolutely.
Our gatherings.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Come and receive your miracle. Come and get married. Come and have your car, your millions, your money. It's about us. It's like now we have become the Father who can heal.
Hey,
we've become the Father who can bless. We've become the Father who can give.
Hey,
we've replaced the Father. That's the rejection of his instruction. That's the rejection of his word. And the leader in that is pride, the demon of pride. Because the scripture teaches us about pride, that pride comes before a fall. It's the very demon that also overthrew Lucifer, the great angel that used to hold a very key position in the Father's throne of worship and ministering to him. But when that demon captured him of pride, he fell down to be Satan as we know him today. So also, when we are about to really fall down, we become rebellious because of being proud, feeling like we've got the right, feeling like no, it is our time. Feeling like, you know, I'm being oppressed. My friend, if the Father is using you like he's using you on the other sidelines, I'm feeling like I'm the one who is supposed to be used like this. You know, that this is my time. I've been serving and waiting. Now it's my time. That's pride. That really is pointing at my downfall because I am now rejecting the Father's instruction.
Yeah.
I'm rejecting the Father's law, the Father's, you know, processes, the Father's way of doing things, his will about my life. You know, I was reading before you asked me to comment, my friend, the book of Proverbs 10:17. It says, whoever heeds instruction is on the path of life, but he who rejects reproof leads others astray.
Yeah.
We end up even being the leaders of doom, prophets of doom, apostles of doom, teachers of doom, evangelists of doom, because of we reject instruction. We lead people astray. That's why there are many people who have risen today who are leading people astray because of them themselves have rejected the instruction. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate. We are talking about rejecting the instruction of the Most High, our Father, our Creator, Yahuwah, our Elohim. And what does it mean? And which and how do we find ourselves in a manner or way of rejecting him? And you can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, or drop us a voice note there, or give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322, and then let's hear how you go about it. The very notion and aspect of rejecting instruction today.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
All right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. And of course, we're touching base on the very issue and notion of rejecting the word of the Father. Let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Mota. When we talk about rejecting, the rejection of the word of the Father, or the rejection of instruction, spiritual instruction, check Psalms 50, verses 17. It says, "Seeing you hate instruction, and you cast my words behind you." It is when we cast the words of the Father behind us, it's when we hate instruction. Mruti?
Absolutely, Mruti. Thank you so much. Once again, what a wonderful topic.
Hallelujah.
Again, you know, as you read in Psalms 50, where it says that when we reject his instruction, it is, it's a form of hate. In other words, we hate the instruction of the Father. We put them behind you. In other words, we overlook what the Father says, but we decide to do things in our own way, in our own thinking. But the Word of God says that we should not lean in our own understanding, but we should depend upon Him. So when we, when one rejects instruction, it is when it tends to overlook the specific instruction that comes from the Father, you know, to put away, to cast behind you the word of God. In other words, you ignore what God says. You decide to do your own things. We have seen that when Samuel, the prophet, he went to spoke to Saul, and he gave him a clear instruction from the Father that go against the Amalekites, attack them, and destroy everything. But Saul, instead of doing that, he decided to put behind him the word of God. In other words, he overlooked the instruction that were given to him because he is a hater of instruction. And then he spared some spoils for himself. And as a result, the Father rejected his kingdom, because when we reject the word of God, we shall never be able to grow in our life. We shall never be able to achieve what the Father has set before us. But when we follow Him, He will always lead us to the right path. Hence, King Solomon, when he writes in Proverbs 15, verse 5, he says, "A fool despises his father's instruction." In other words, for those abangalaleli nabangalandeli izwi likaNkulunkulu noma umyalo kaJehova bayisiphukuphuku noma bazilima, because the Father knows best for us. And when we follow His instruction, that is when we gain more spiritual revelation, and that's when we grow, when we put down ourselves and surrender everything unto Him. And He's going to give us the wisdom so that we can be able to lead our lives. So you find now people in these days, but logo akusakhulumi nathi, that is an Old Testament. You know, you find people, those people who are so selective in doing what the Word of God says. You know, they will overlook certain things, but only do things that they feel it pleases them. But when we follow instruction, we need to follow instruction to the fullest. That is why even when you buy whatever appliances that you buy, there's instruction that are given, because if you do not follow the instruction. If you reject them, then whatever that you have purchased, it shall never last long. So that is why even uNkulunkulu wakhuluma ku-Adam wamupha umyalo, wathi you shall eat everything but except for the tree of life and knowledge. But ngenxa yokuthi he rejected the instruction, and that led into sin. It led into separation with the Father. So we should be very careful, singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, that we follow the instruction of God to the latter. Because if we do that, we will tend to, if we do not do that, we will now want to do things in our own ways. We want to start ministries that the Father has not instructed us to do. We will want to ukwenza ngendlela yethu, because we think that we know. You know, the moment when one thinks that he knows best, he knows it all, then you will neglect and overlook the instruction from the Father, and then start to think that if I do it this way, this is the only way, without following. David Nyamthanda ngaso sonke isikhathi, and everything when he needed to do, he will go and ask the Father and say, Father, should I pursue them? Should I follow them? Should I fight? So in other words, in everything the guy ends, he needed to get a guidance from the Father. He needed to get guidance from God. So the instruction of God, they give us ukuphila, lizipha ukuhlakanipha, and understanding that when we do things, we're not only doing it, in fact, not only, but we are not doing anything for ourselves, but we are doing it for His glory. So therefore, if we have that kind of a mind and attitude, we will not reject an instruction, and we will understand what does it mean to follow the commandment and His statute of the Father.
Absolutely. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much there to Mfundisi Mota. We are talking about the rejection of instruction. How does this come about? And indeed, I can say without a doubt, it happens that we find ourselves rejecting instruction. And this comes because of some things we had acclimatized ourselves into. But what does the word say with regards to that?
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, 657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Tell us, what does it mean to reject the instruction of the Father? Do we find ourselves doing that much at a time? So we'd gone on to actually overlook that. You know, and when are we? What are some of the activities that you would put across and point and say, yeah, it is the rejection of the instruction of the Father. Just like now, the Father says, discuss the rejection of the instruction of the Father. And someone calls in and talks something different. That is a rejection of instruction. And of course, looking into that, we trust the Father is doing good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, it is coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. Sipho, let me bring this to you, my friend. And when we look into the very notion of the rejection of instruction, what are we talking about? The rejection of instruction, it also talks about forsaking His guidance, His laws and commandments. And then when you look also into Proverbs chapter 1 verse 22, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scornings, and fools hate knowledge. A rejection of instruction is when we don't show a keen interest into the knowledge of the Father or the knowledge that He wants to give us. We are satisfied with clever way to. We are satisfied ngokufrustana kwethu kwasekasi. Sipho.
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi, and what a topic. And we thank God for such a topic in this time and season, whereby there's a lot of rejecting God's instruction, especially in this period of time whereby people they seem to be far away from fellowship. And you have counted something powerfully. It's got to be sure with you. IBhayibheli ithi esingakuyeki ukuhlangana njengomkhuba wabanye ngoba sibona
isizwe.
So once we are not fellowshipping with people, abanye abantu baye benza izinto ezingekho ezwini when they are alone and far away from abantwana bakaNkulunkulu. And what I realize from this is ukuthi, as you mentioned, ukuthi i-rejection and instruction is sometimes we do it by mockery. Nkulunkulu abantu abasendile, at the same time, despite what God has already said, we simply just overlook it, and we hate the instruction, and we put God's word behind us. And what I noted in mind, sometimes not becoming the doer of the word, simply just the hearer of the word, it makes us to reject instruction of God. In other words, we know exactly what is expected of us, but we choose not even to becoming the doer. In other words, there is no observation of God's word, where we are not seeking God's guidance in everything that we do. We only trust on our own understanding. And put anything in our we are doing things that are not fitting to God's way. We are also doing things according to our own lust when we reject God's word. And sometimes we follow the deceitfulness of our heart. Then that's how we reject God's word, because iBhayibheli ithi phezu kwako noma kunendlela ebukeka iyinhle emehlweni omuntu, but isiphetho sakhona kuzindlela zokufa. So inhliziyo kakhulu iyakhohlisa. And also mfundini, the cunning of that beast yayikhona Genesis chapter 3, whereby inyoka lapha yayinobucili obukhulu. So lo bucili lobu sometimes yibo benza ukuthi sibe ngabazalana benza izwi half in front of people, but behind the scene we do our own thing. Lastly, from the thing, whenever we quench the Spirit of God, we are opening doors of rejecting construction. Remember, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 7, because of the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subjected to the law of God, nor indeed can be. In other words, when we walk according to carnality, we will reject God's instruction, because our carnality will always observe the benefit of our flesh, not of the Spirit of God. So it is important that as a church, as the body of Christ, that we don't walk after flesh, but we walk in spirit. As our God is a spirit, those who worship Him should worship Him in truth and in spirit. And lastly, when we read Romans chapter 1, verse 25, is something that I noted from the school of Putin. When we exchange the truth for lies, we reject God's instruction. Remember, Mumfun Romans chapter 1, verse 25, Putin, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever.
In other words, whenever we change the truth to the lie, and when you worship the creature rather than the creator, that's where we see God's instruction being rejected. It is true that God has sent his people, his servant to render God's word. But whenever we now worshiping them more than the one who has sent them, definitely we reject God's instruction, because they will steal the glory of God to themselves. They will become status digger, and we will worship them more than what the Lord or that we should have worshipped God initially. And it's bonile ukumfundisa abantu bekhonza abafundisi kakhulu ukudlula uNkulunkulu. Once the church worship the pastor more than Jesus Christ, that is Yeshua Mashiach, definitely that is a rejection of instruction. It is very, very important that we should not exchange the truth for lies. We should not exchange the truth, Jesus kaNkulunkulu, because if we entertain our own flesh, whereby you tell the youth twinies, bantwana bam, ukudaka, ukufeba, ukuphinga, amanga, lezi zinto zosilahla esihogweni. We will comfort them, but no, they are still young. We have to capture them in our camps, to benzela ama prize, to benzela ama picnic and all the stuff. But when you go deeper to those picnic and parties, there is no word of God that has been followed. It's only simply rejecting God's instruction under the umbrella, which they are safe in us. Whereas if we don't tell them the truth, if we don't even make them to do the word of God, definitely they will reject the word. At the end of the day, they will die and go to hell.
Send us a WhatsApp. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322 is the number to dial. What does it mean to reject instruction? What does it mean to reject instruction? And much of the times, how have we gone on to actually find ourselves rejecting instruction? How have we gone on to find ourselves rejecting instruction? I want to hear from you as to what you say with regards to that. You can send us your WhatsApps 082-657-2729, and let's hear as to what you say. Now, you can drop us a WhatsApp also, 082-657-2729. Talk to us directly there. I'm keen to hear from you.
A beacon of light, 657 AM.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. And of course, we are touching base on this. Let me come back to you, Jabu. When we talk of the rejection of spiritual instruction, Proverbs chapter 5 verse 12 says, "And say how I have hated instruction, and my heart despised correction." The rejection of spiritual instruction, we also see it when we despise a correction, a rebuke, a sifun. It is an indicator, yokuthi, we are rejecting the instruction ya kaNkulunkulu. Jabu?
Yes, indeed, my friend. The looking down of his instruction, his teachings, also is the sign that we are rejecting actually his word. And there are repercussions towards that, and also there are signs that you can see from us when we reject the instruction or the spiritual instruction. Like, you know, suddenly the negativity towards what the Lord says, and then favoring that which the hearsays. You know, when people raise things about the Father, and then we start to really be, not to believe them fully, but we start to really maybe like support, little bit support what people are saying at the expense of what the Father is saying from his word, which is proven, tried and tested. And already that's just the root that is showing that there is an element of rejecting his instruction, and there is an element also of despising and also looking down on what the Father is saying at the expense of what the hearsays, like what people are saying, which is very dangerous for a believer. That's why that as believers, we really are to be rooted and grounded to to the word of the Father.
Yeah.
That should be the center of everything. That should be our life. That should be everything about us. That is why there is nothing that we should do outside His word. His word. Because that is His spiritual instruction. Once there are things that we cannot back up by the word that we do, we are already in a position where we will start to really oppose what the Father says.
Mm-hmm.
At the expense of our doctrines that we are formulating, or ideologies or philosophies that we are coming up with, you know, still claiming to still be the believers and the children of the Father, but without noticing that we are already rejecting His spiritual instruction because of, you know, like, I can make it practical, my friend. There are many people that I have known as, you know, like children of God, preaching, teaching, you know, some I said even in their midst, being taught the word. But
yeah.
If you can check, if you can go back and check their state right now, the things they say, the life they live, their behaviors, their practices are way far from what they taught.
Hey, my dad.
They, you know, they are foundational teachings of the gospel. They are way far. Like, they are condoning things like polygamy, and they are backing it through the word. Like, they can go back to the word and pick words that are going to support their behavior of being polygamist. You know, they are condoning things like material things. They are using water, you know, like promoting water at the expense of pointing people at the Father and calling people, you know, to salvation that we've been given. The things that they started doing, but now they are rejecting with their behavior and that with their philosophies and their ideologies. I don't know if you know such, my friend. So those are the signs of spiritual, actually rejection of spiritual instruction. People have grown without realizing, slowly but surely, in contending against the instruction of the Father, and starting to despise and look down up to a point that they were fully revealed that they are no longer of the Father. Today they are declared as anti. They don't believe in the Son of the Father, Yahushua HaMashiach. They reject it.
Sure.
You know, as not as, you know, the Savior, the one who was sent to save the whole world. But I'm talking about people who were believers.
Yeah.
Believers who preach the gospel on TV, on radio, on newspapers. But today they are rejecting the very Christ that they preached about. And many people received the gospel and they became born again. It's rejection of the actual instruction. That is why I was saying at first, as believers, we are to be rooted and grounded, you know, rooted. Let there be nothing that is done in our lives without being centered to the instruction, the law, the word of the Father. Just to sum up my comment, my friend, in Psalms 49:10, the word of God says, "For He sees that even the wise die, the fool and the stupid alike must perish and leave their wealth to others." You know, so these are all the repercussions of rejecting spiritual instruction. It leads to destruction. It leads to loss. It leads to, you know, being astray. It leads to, you know, you end up really being exposed as the Antichrist. You know, at the expense of you still claiming to be the child of God. But the things you say, they reveal your true nature, that you reject. You reject the Father.
Sure.
Because He says, there is no one who can come to me, who can come to the Father except by me. Yahushua HaMashiach says, so I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So once you reject Him, it means you reject the Father, even if you can claim that you believe in the Father. But you are rejecting Him. That's the highest rejection of spiritual instruction, my friend.
Sure.
My friend.
I hear you, my friend. Thank you so much. We are touching base this the issue of spiritual instruction, what it is all about. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. 0826572729. Talk to us directly.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Mfundisi Motha, let me bring this to you when we talk about spiritual, the rejection of spiritual instruction. I'm looking at Proverbs 17 verses 16. Why is there in the land of the fool the purchase price of wisdom, since he has no heart for it? A foolishness that makes us not to have a heart for the wisdom of the Father. That is spiritual instruction. Pastor Motha.
Mfundisi, that's true. When we lack the wisdom, when we do not follow what the Word of God says, when we hate instruction, we will never grow into wisdom. We will never grow into the revelation of who the Father is.
Yeah.
So one needs to be humble himself before the Lord, and knowing that the, all knowledge that you have should come from the Father. But the moment one thinks that he knows it better, that on its own, it closes the heart from receiving the instruction from the Father. And that is foolishness before God. That is why the Word of God says, whosoever that despises instruction, lo delela ukuyalwa nokukhuzwa uyisiphukuphuku. In other words, you are a fool if you cannot accept and receive instruction, because rejecting of instruction, my brother, it will lead you into destruction. Because our Father is our wisdom. Jesus himself is our wisdom. You know, he knows everything. He knows all. Yeah. And whatsoever that he says, we should be able to receive and accept it and do as he has told us to do. And in so, we shall be safe from any kind of danger that we might be facing in our lives. And in line with that, Mfundisi, I want to also read Proverbs 13, verse 18, where it says that poverty and shame shall be to him who refuses instruction. In other words, Mfundisi, those who refuse it discipline, who correct, that will bring shame upon your life. Because there are so many things that are shameful, that are disgraceful, that you will end up doing because you think that you know it better, you know it all. So when we reject the instruction of the Father, that will lead. Kunabantu, Mfundisi, even abanye, they end up homelessly. Not because abathandwe makhaya, but because they could not stand the instruction of their parents. When the parents said that la kwami kungenwa ngo 6 awubuye after 6 o'clock, and then they tend to bese badelela bathi wawukuphi ngesikhathi sasingekho ngesikhathi sobusha bakho. There are people that who even despise the men of God, the preachers of the word, when God gives instruction. Abatshela ukuthi you do not fornicate. You know, the man of God is preaching there, and then they will be looking at the outlook of the person. But to Mr. Wansuti, what can he tell us? That is that is a rejection of the instruction, the spiritual instruction from the Father, because you're looking at the person and then you're delela instead of listening to what the Father is telling you. And that leads us, you know, into so many kind of poverty in life, whether it's physically or spiritually, because logo kwenza ukuthi umuntu agcina awele kuphi esoneni. Because when you don't do according to the instruction of the Father, then what are you going to do? Uzobe udla isono. And uNkulunkulu ke isono akasithanda, akasifuni. Uthi but your iniquities, ububi benu nezono zenu have separated you from me. And when we reject instruction, actually, we are separating ourselves from the Father, who is always at all time, you know, longing to welcome us, to love us. But because of stubbornness and nakedness and stiff neck, Ushonjalo in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 23, it says, but they obey not. You know, when you don't follow instruction, you disobey. It says in the prophet, of in the mouth of Jeremiah, Omloma or Jeremiah, they obey not, neither they incline their ear. In other words, they don't listen what they are being told. They hear, but they don't, because when you just hear things and then you don't do it, you are actually disobedient. You are rejecting what you've been told, what you've been corrected. Because when the teachers are teaching and are telling them that this is wrong, they said, who is this? Who cannot tell? But this person is actually having your future as a teacher. But when who is this person? And you lead your life into destruction and into poverty. That is the poverty that King Solomon is talking about. It says further in Jeremiah 20:17, it says they have stiff neck. You know, abantu bakinisa ikhanda, bangafuna ukulalela. They will always reject the instruction from the Father. May the Lord help us, ukuthi we should be in line to His word. We should be able to listen, not only listen, but to do the word of God accordingly. Because to James Mayopala, whosoever that just hear, ufana nendoda ezibuka esibukweni at my phuma ngomnyango bese uyakhohlwa ukuthi unjani. But the word of God, we need to receive it, and so that we do as He has commanded us to do, because His commandments are there to give us guidelines, to give us direction, so that we may be able to prevail in life.
All right, thank you so much, Fundis Mota. We are talking about the rejection of instruction, what it is all about. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. I see quite a lot of WhatsApps have come through. I really appreciate Mfundisi Josepha Mwamba. Togozan, thank you so much. I appreciate Maria Timpe. Thank you very much. I appreciate Mam Maureen. Thank you so much. Wayne van Longerberg. Thank you very much. I appreciate, man. And of course, we're looking into this and see. Juanita, thank you so much. We look into this and we are asking, what is the rejection of instruction even all about?
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs, or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.